Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. During this next segment, we're going to be speaking to some individuals that are part of a brand-new movie called Avenge. We're going to be speaking with the director and cinematographer, Michael S. Oyeda, as well as producer, Javis Gurvitz, and also the actress, Amanda Adrian. We're going to talk to the three of them, not only about the journey of being a part of this project, but what it's been like for them to see the way that it's been brought to life, and, of course, now what they hope you as viewers are able to take away from it. Amanda, Jason, Michael, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hey.
Hey, glad to have you on with us. Is this Amanda?
I know. I'm like, is it only me?
Oh, you know what, Amanda? I think it may only be you.
Okay.
You know what? One of the amazing things about Life Radio.
Right.
Well, look, Amanda, thank you so much for taking out the time. The other guys may be coming in, so we'll definitely chime them in if we get a chance. First of all, congratulations to you, of course, you know, on this role in Avenge. I mean, you've had such an amazing journey, though. I mean, being able to be a part of different projects. What has it been like for you, Amanda, to be able to do what you love and to see the way that people respond to it?
Wow. Yeah, it's really incredible, actually. I mean, hard to put into words. It's kind of overwhelming because it's such a journey making the film. You pour so much of yourself and so much love into it, and then when people respond to it and they're entertained, it's really rewarding.
Right. And you know, Amanda, I think the fun thing has to be for you is that you're able to bring various characters to life. I mean, is that kind of part of the challenge for you as an actress to be able to bring yourself into these very different roles?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I feel like there's a little bit of me in every character I've played, or I learn new things about myself through a character. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's definitely fun to put on, you know, different clothes and someone else's perspective and and try and find out about it.
You know, it was so interesting when I was prepping for this segment, especially for your part, for the guys, too. So if they come in, I can ask them questions from there, too. But when I was prepping for the segment and thinking about you, you've been able to be a part of television and movies. I mean, what was it about acting that initially spoke to you, Amanda, that made you say, this is something I want to do?
I've always loved storytelling. So, I mean, I feel like since age 8, I wanted to be an actor and just getting lost in my imagination. And I feel like it was also a combination of me being so terrified of my own feelings and emotions that it was kind of a safe way to explore that.
Oh, wow.
And get more comfortable with myself, really.
Wow. So by bringing to life these characters, then you were able to actually, you know, get closer to yourself. That's great because I think, you know, what is so interesting is that because your characters have been so diverse, I think various people will see themselves in it or at least want to think that they will have the strength, you know, that you're able to bring to life on camera. So let's talk about that aspect. We're going to get back to Avenge here in a moment. What is that like for you to do something? And then, you know, I know there's that delayed gratification because, you know, just like we're getting ready to see Avenge, you've already moved on to other things. But, I mean, what is it like for you to kind of, you know, go all into a project, especially that's as intense as this, and then to have different people and critics, you know, be able to say, wow, you know, that was a great performance?
It's pretty cool. I mean, it's interesting because I get so obsessed when I'm working on a project, and with Avenge there were so many layers and components, not only just the character but like physical stuff. Like I did wushu training for 9 months and archery lessons, so I just became kind of consumed and obsessed. And it's cool that other people are able to enjoy it too, because I feel like otherwise I'm just doing it in a bubble and it's very cool.
Well, you know, another way that, you know, that you've been able to kind of share this experience with all of us, you know, I noticed when we were prepping for the segment, we tagged you on Facebook and Twitter, so you're able to stay connected with your fans. I mean, have you gotten used to the idea of going from being a fan of other actors to now having your own?
Yeah, it's a little trippy. I mean, I'm just, I guess, yeah, taking it as it comes, but it's definitely trippy for sure, because people get very attached to the character and the story and her journey and want to express that to me, and it's cool. Yeah.
So tell us this. I mean, when it comes to this experience for you as an actress, as a storyteller, you know, on camera, mm-hmm. I mean, talk to us about what attracts you the most. I mean, is it something as intense as Avenged, or is it really just to be able to try something different? What is it when you hear about a project, what is it that makes you say, you know what, that's something I want to be a part of?
I think it varies by project. The thing I love about Michael is how passionate he is, and when you're around that kind of energy, it just makes you want to rise to the occasion and bring your A game. So it's inspiring to be around that. But yeah, all kinds of different characters that are not like me, characters that are like me, parts of myself that I'm kind of scared of or in denial about, or, you know, so, yeah, it's just, I feel like when on passionate people, it kind of bleeds into your own passion.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and I think that is, again, what people have been noticing about you, Amanda, and what you've been able to bring to life on camera. I want to say, for those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking today with actress Amanda Adrian. Actually, I was supposed to be speaking with some other individuals, too. But Amanda got stuck with us, so we're going to enjoy the time with Amanda today. She's talking to us not only about her journey in front of the camera, but, of course, her new project that you guys are going to be able to see called Avenged. And, you know, speaking of Michael, Michael Ayeda, I think I'm pronouncing his last name correctly. So, you know, the thing that really got me about what he said about Avenged was, you know, it was such a process for him to be able to, you know, to bring this to life. And then, of course, now to get to this place, one of the ways that you guys are, of course, able to spread the word is through social media and that kind of things. I mean, do you think that really has become almost a character in itself, Amanda, you know, being able to use these social platforms online to be able to help spread the word about projects that you're involved in?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I'm so new to it that I can't really... I don't really know how to talk about it, but I just know that it's almost like things are born and they die on social media. So
yeah.
I know it's really important for a project like this that's so indie, and we're hoping that the word of mouth can really spread about it.
Right. You know, you mentioned the training earlier. I want to talk about that, because when watching the trailer, and I should say I've had a chance to watch the movie, but you were talking about the training, and it made me think about, you know, I don't think we always realize, because I think we automatically assume, you know, Amanda, and maybe before you got into this world, maybe you did too, that, oh, well, that's not really them. That's a stunt double. But, I mean, you know, I think, you know, part of what I've learned on this program even is that so many times people enjoy the challenge of even doing that part of it, of, you know, of pushing themselves that way. Was that in itself another adventure, being able to do the training, to kind of, you know, to do something that was going to bring another layer to this character, Zoe?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I do want to mention, though, that I do have some stunt doubles for the really dangerous parts. And after I had a squib malfunction on my chest at a certain part during filming, I was kind of like, oh, I kind of am leery about doing parts of the truck fight now. I definitely took the training very seriously, because even for parts that I wasn't necessarily doing myself, having that training background gives your body a different posture, and it all informs your acting and your performance for the characters. So I didn't want to, you know, like, if I don't know how to fight, then I can't really be a fighter, and that's how I see it. So I definitely gave 100% to that, because I didn't want to fail that aspect of the character and who they were. So,
yeah. I think there's something I want to talk to you about, and I don't think that's giving anything away, Amanda, by talking about this. I want to talk about the character herself because, you know, I think there are so many, I mean, talk about a social commentary. I think, you know, we unfortunately hear so many horrific stories these days about individuals that are taken advantage of, you know, things that, that go on. And of course, you know, that is what you're able to bring to life, this person that is not treated the best, that is, you know, is in there. And then, of course, what happens after that, of course, not everyone has spirits to be able to inhabit their body and you know, help them. but there are, you know, I mean, what was that like for you to know that that was your story? That was your story that you were bringing to life?
Yeah, I mean, I guess what I admired about the character and the way Michael wrote it is that it focused so much on her fighting to overcome all the obstacles and hardships and traumas that she was dealing with. And I feel like that's something we all aspire to, you know, to like overcome our hardships in our own lives. So, yeah, and I guess I feel like those kinds, like the rape and racism and stuff that's portrayed, like that those are very real issues and things that happen. So I feel like it was done in a truthful way to the story that Michael had created. So it wasn't ever something I was like that concerned about. It was more like telling the story.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, and it's so interesting because even though it is, you know, the movie is in some ways supernatural, I guess you would say, it has that layer of realism there that is, you know, that is, again, that is someone's story. So I want to talk to you, the reason I want to bring that up is because I want to talk to you about courage and tenacity because you're in a very intense industry, to say the least. You know, you know, and so, I mean, what is it that keeps you inspired as an actress? What is it that keeps you moving forward, you know, towards projects like this and others that are to come?
I mean, I guess, you know, part of it is just surrounding myself by like-minded people that are equally passionate so that whenever we're having doubts or, you know, feeling down about something, we're there to like support each other and encourage each other. So I guess that sense of community, being surrounded by other artists, is what keeps me going.
Has it been interesting for you, Amanda, to hear people say that you inspire them?
Wow, I mean, I don't know that I've heard people say I inspire them yet. But I've people definitely respond to the character, and I guess maybe that's in a sense inspiration. It's cool. It's really cool. I just feel like a project like that, you pour so much of yourself into it, and you put so much love and soul into it. So then when people respond equally with that, it's like we're these cool little mirrors for each other of love. Right. It's kind of like corny, but I'm kind of corny that way.
Well, you know, it has to be a great feeling. I think for one thing, you know, Amanda, you inspire people, I believe, you know, whether you hear it or not, just by doing what you love. Because, as you know, there are so many people who don't have the courage to do it. I mean, they look at people like you and say, wow, I wish I could do that, or I wish I had the courage to pursue my goal, whatever that might be, that goal or dream. So.
Yeah.
I think just by you doing what you love, I think that in itself has to be a great encouragement for others to do it. And we really appreciate you sharing that with us today. Again, everyone, actress Amanda Adrian has been our guest. See, Amanda, that wasn't so bad. The guys left you, but see, we took care of you.
Right?
We took care of you. It was painless.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you've seen Amanda in a lot of great roles, but now, of course, she's playing the lead role in the new movie, Avenge. We'll tell you here in just a moment how you guys can stay connected with the film. But, Amanda, how can our listeners stay connected with you?
Well, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Amanda Adrian. And I also have a Facebook fan page, Amanda Adrian, for sure.
All right. right, so make sure you guys stay connected with Amanda. We've already tagged her on our page, which I'll be giving out for you guys. The film also is on social media, so you guys can find it, especially on Twitter, at Avenged Movie, and we've tagged it as well. Of course, it's going to be coming in theaters and on video on demand in March, so make sure you guys are looking out for that. Again, at Avenged Movie is where you guys can find it on Twitter, so make sure you guys are staying connected with it there. Amanda, again, thank you so much for the time. I really appreciate it, and I hope you'll come back. Would love to have you back.
Yeah, I would love that. Thanks for having me.
Hey, glad to do it. And we thank you, our listeners, for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live. For those joining us on the radio side of our program, there's more Conversations Live to come, so you guys stay where you are. But if you're joining us online, we're going to lose you guys. So if you came in late and missed part of the conversation, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends. You guys can catch the replay right after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's Conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. I've already tagged Amanda on Facebook and Twitter, so you guys can easily find her on our page. So just make sure you guys like her Facebook fan page, follow her on Twitter, so you guys can stay updated with her. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music, as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.